we have seen over the past week the power of cartoons. Well, some believe that power can be harnessed to help curb extremism. In the Middle East Kingdom of Jordan, the government enlisted a comic book creator to do this, using anti-jihadi superheroes. NPR's Alice Fordham met up with him.
My name is Sleiman Bakhit. I'm a Jordanian social entrepreneur and a best-selling comic book creator.
Bakhit and I are in a bar in Jordan's capital, Amman.
Hey, cheers. Cheers.
He cracks open his laptop to show me some heroes. The artwork is sophisticated, vivid, influenced by Japan. The subject matter.
All right, so this is Element Zero. It's the story of a Jordanian special forces operator. This is like one of the terrorists.
He scrolls, and the story bursts off the screen, disguises depravity and victory against extremists. Bakhit started these comics after he met some children in a conservative area of this mostly Muslim country. He asked them about their heroes. They said they didn't really have any, though they heard a lot about someone called Osama bin Laden.
Talking to those kids, what it showed me is there's a huge appetite for positive role models, real heroes.
He ended up funded by a royal foundation and the education ministry to produce the comics for schools. It's one way the state is trying to dispel radical views in a still stable country which worries about extremism, especially seeping in from its chaotic neighbours, Iraq and Syria. Other tactics include the Minister for Muslim Affairs asking imams to keep sermons moderate. Some think, despite the carrots, the government's using too much stick.
Because they concentrate on security and military, they don't talk to these people.
This is Marwan Shahada, a religious man himself, an academic and author. Last year, an anti-terror law was broadened. People are now being jailed for sowing discord online. When you imprison someone, he says they look heroic, and jail hardens people.
You created an extreme person who will revenge in the future.
Shahada reckons extremists here have grown from hundreds to thousands in recent years, and a turning point came when Jordan joined the US in a coalition against ISIS in September. Radicals who admired ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi now also see him as standing up to the US. They despise Jordan for helping in airstrikes against someone they see as, well, kind of a hero.
It is a model of hero that he implement an Islamic State and he defeat many enemies.
You often hear worries about Jordan's role in the coalition fueling extremism. Rahel Gharabi is a moderate Islamist with the Muslim Brotherhood and a university professor. I see the youth in classes, he says, and their conversations in real life and social media. When I criticize radicalism and violence, they don't like it. A survey by the University of Jordan last year found 10% of respondents consider ISIS a legitimate resistance organization. For the comic book creator Bakhit, this extremist undercurrent is very real. He has a scar across his face from an attack a few years back.
I realized actually that their attack meant that I was doing the right thing, that I was, kick the hornet's nest, I guess.
And, like the cartoonists in France, he's still creating comics. Alice Fordham, NPR News.